Anyway, so that's how I ended up getting suckered into being the DJ at a Chihuahua's quinceañera.
Nothing has ever come good from a Chihuahua. But that quinceañera, though, it probably has some bomb ass.
It's a little bit of cultural appropriation, you know, the whole Chihuahua quinceañera thing. But that's all right. That's all right.
Did they have good burritos?
That's pretty old.
It's tonight.
Let's go. Where's the invite?
What is up, everyone? ZZP Power Hour number 162 today. We got Bo C in the house. Ryan D in the house.
It's ZZP. You know who it is.
This guy.
That's Tyler V, boys and girls. And we got
it's
the
been
Brit
a minute.
That got the crits.
The
Alex
Brit got the crits.
The Brit that got the crits.
I don't know how.
That's nerd
all
talk.
Crits.
No, that's nerd talk, man. That's nerd talk.
Okay.
Critical hits, dog. Critical hits. The real important
I
ones.
I see.
Okay.
Come on, man.
All right. Jeez. I'll take that. That's a compliment.
Yes, it was, literally.
But today, we're talking about LTGs.
The LTGizzles?
Yep. And before we get too deep into that, product spotlight for today. This one in particular is going to be our 16 plus Malibu O2 housing, 400 cell high flow cat mandrel bends, bent here in house at ZZ Performance, laser cut flanges. It's a nice piece, really nice piece.
It is.
The
ball of flange.
All of the front wheel drive turbo cars, their O2 housings are pretty atrocious.
Yeah, so the airflow is not a very good smooth path at all.
when it goes bing bong,
it's called the Z bend.
Z bend,
which we like Z's.
We do like
not Z's in our exhaust. Yeah. only tack welded on them.
Yep. Only the tack. But all right, so I'm going to start off with a negative of the LTG, and it's not what everyone is thinking.
I can't think of any.
Why do they sound so bad? It's something about the LTG that the exhaust note is that much different from the previous Ecotec that
it is wild.
It's just not as good. And it's, you know, the manifold design is different than an LNF.
Well,
but
even
it's
like our
similar
LTG, ATS, and Camaro catback basically mirrors the Kappa catback, and it sounds totally different.
Totally different.
Same muffler, same 3-inch, same everything.
Why merge the whole thing?
Yeah, but
the
what's
Kappa
even
sounds great. Way better.
What's even weirder is the ATS and the Camaro are the exhaust is the same except for one goes a little farther this way and one's a little farther that way. Sound totally different. Ryan's ATS and my Camaro, you would put them next to each other, you'd have no idea.
Unfortunately, the ATS does sound better.
It does. It does. But
I think Ryan's car sounds really good. I think our ATS catback is
Our V2 catback.
The
V2 sounds great.
Really picked up the tone
that,
for the LTG.
That and the bigger turbo.
Does help a lot.
It does help a lot. It
adds a lot more grunt throatiness to it. Makes it actually sound powerful instead of just noise.
But in terms of a overall tone, we love the Ecotec around here. We're everybody is reminiscent of the old days. LNF just sounds a little better. But
nothing's going to sound like a full swap LSJ with res delete and like our any turbo swap LSJ with no resonator. It's the only one I'll say you can't do a resonator on, because you can get away with it and it's just real burbly and gurbly.
No res on a full cylinder. There's only a few engines out there that you can do that.
It has to be turbo.
Blower
guys, absolutely do not ever think about getting no res because you need it.
Then the resonated versions. Sorry, we'll go all day about LSJs, Tyler and I.
Back to LTGs.
Which, honestly, the LTG doesn't use a resonator, just the muffler.
No, it doesn't.
Just the muffler and two small ones in the back.
Yeah.
That's it, literally.
And they don't drone. It sounds good. It is pretty loud, but it does sound
good. On the loud side.
Yeah. Yeah, you start the Camaro up in the morning, and if it's backed up to the garage, the whole thing's going during that cat warm-up phase. Yeah.
And also, let me say, I track the ATS catbacks a lot, and big love to all the people out there buying ATS catbacks. We really appreciate you guys running them. And
it's a killer system. Like I said, just like this product, it's all bent in-house. It's fabbed here by our boys down there. But getting back to what we were talking about, we have Alex up here today because he is one of our head R&D. I almost said officer.
Maybe I'm an officer.
Maybe he's an officer. Maybe he's a narc. But Alex has been putting in a lot of time with the LTG, as has everyone here at ZZP. And what I really like is it goes in waves, and it's different platforms, different engines, but we get focused. And then that's when stuff really starts happening. You know, a couple years ago, it was the 1.4 in the Sonic Cruise, and we made leaps and bounds. And now the Sonic Cruise market is almost passing 3,800. And we know that the LTG... Almost.
There's still a lot in it yet.
We know that the LTG will get there, but it's just needed this push from us. And, you know, not everything results in a new product. Not everything results in a win. We go through a lot of failures.
Yeah.
And lately, you know, we're just trying to pick this engine apart, because for those who are tuning in, you know, Speedo Jameson, he's got a really killer Z Series turbo front wheel drive Malibu. But you know, the LTG can be a finicky engine. It's it can make good power, but also it has its downsides in stock form. So we're trying, and we're on the path to solving that. So Alex, why don't you go through, you know, just a couple things. We'll kind of go down the list, but bop back and forth. You know, and I don't want to talk too much myself, but one of our goals is looking back at what we've done with the previous Ecotex and what has worked. And the LNF is just freaking magical.
Ron's a real happy guy right now.
It is. But in terms of engine development, you know, they're both from GM. They're both DI. They're both turbo. You know, why is the LNF so successful when the LTG just doesn't quite hit home like that does? So that's where one of the roads we've been going on. So...
Yeah, I've got brought my list with me today. We've been working a lot on the LTG this year, collectively doing a lot of think time, a lot of powwows, and a lot of R&D meetings about what we can do to make this engine more reliable. And the reason we're doing all of this is because we believe in the potential of the ATS and the Camaro, and we know if this motor can get to a point where it is reliable at high horsepower, I mean, these are phenomenal mod cars, and we want to bring that to the market. So we have our drag ATS, we use that for all of our testing because it's the easiest car to get the engines in and out, and we have to remove the engine and install the engine a lot. Our guys are pros at taking LTGs in and out.
Shout out to Chris Boltman, man. We come out of a meeting on Tuesday. We got a new cylinder head to swap.
Something.
It's basically done by the next day.
Yeah.
We're testing it. Got a new data to go over. And
I wish we could drop a photo of Matt's drag ATS engine bay because it's stripped. It's a race car.
No so cowl.
It doesn't need the cowl. It doesn't need all that. So the boys can get in there and bang out an engine job.
It's an engine and a chassis, and that's all about
Yeah. And it's just amazing that we have that for testing. So where we started with all this testing is, can we make an LTG and LNF?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we see all the great things about the LNF, the reliability, the amount of timing you're able to run, the amount of power you're able to make. And it's like, how do we make an LTG and LNF? So we started studying both engines, the cylinder heads, the blocks, the pistons, all the measurements, and we started discovering some differences. The main difference we discovered at first was the quench.
Yep.
Substantially difference between an LNF and an LTG. So we're like, okay, let's deck the crap out of this LTG head.
We decked it so much. The front cover went bolt on.
Yeah.
And for those wondering, quench is your distance from the top of the piston at top dead center to the dome in the head. And obviously you have to watch out for valves hitting pistons, mm-hmm. but like Bo said, we brought that sucker down.
Yeah. The valve cover wouldn't lay flat because it was tilted up on the front of the front of the.
We're just filling that
Boltman's
thing
like,
with
what are we going to do? I'm like, well, just put some silicone in there. You know, because it really just has to go to the dyno and make pulls and see what we can gather. And, you know, just go. I'll let you run with it, Alex.
No.
But all of our testing is based on stock LNF to stock LTG stuff, because we can obviously build an LTG to, you know, surpass the 500 wheel mark when needed.
And I
but,
mean,
We're trying to see
Alan's car just went nines.
Like, yeah, yeah, we're trying to see what we can do in a stock form, a stock application, stock to turbo. Increase reliability and overall power capability. So
yeah, Bo just nailed it in saying that, and I should have prefaced it at the start. It's the calls we get when it's like, hey, I've got you know, basic mods plus a tune, and my LTG's just blown up. And it's like, how do we? It's not the 500 horse builds, it's the entry level people. How do we increase reliability there? Because there's nothing worse. You shouldn't have to do a full build to get reliability. You should be able to bolt a handful of mods and enjoy decent power gains and have reliability there.
I mean, at least 400 wheel, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that would be killer. All of our previous platform cars can make 400 wheel on a good small list of mods and be a reliable daily driver that you don't have to dive into a $6,000 to $7,000 forged engine build.
Yeah. I'm gonna stop you there because if anyone has noticed, Ryan Derrick hasn't said a single word since the beginning. His plan today is if in the chat you can make Ryan Derrick talk, he has to take a drink. So get to it, boys. Turbo Tim is downstairs, but anyway, Alex, get back to it.
we really want to increase this lower level numbers and bring in reliability there, because I mean, how many a week do we get one a week people calling up? I mean, it's tough, and
nothing's more discouraging than, you know, you're out car shopping and you land yourself in a nice Cadillac. It's turbo, rear wheel drive. Heck, you might have even scored a manual. And you're like, this is a perfect mod car. Like, it's nice on the inside. It looks great. All right, let's start throwing mods at it. And everyone on the internet is like, don't do it. Take it back. But you don't have to. You know. So anyway, keep going.
So we started with the Quench. What did we do next, Alex?
What was our findings with the Quench?
Yeah, now just to give you a little insight.
Good and bad things, obviously.
Yeah. It's not the final solution. Also, one other key thing which has made this very difficult, this whole project, is we want to try and offer a solution that you can bolt to your engine.
Correct.
Or that you can easily install. We don't want the solution to be you have to rebuild the internal block.
You have to deck the block 60,000.
It's just not, that's not feasible, and it's not an ideal solution. So, and the answer to the Quench question, it didn't fully solve it. And unfortunately, you're going to see this common theme to an answer to each one that we did. The next thing we notice, a big difference is there is a ski jump at the end of the inlet on the LNF head.
Yeah.
Not so much on the LTG.
And to add to that, one thing that we found back in the day, you know, most cylinder heads, you port the crap out of them, make the openings as big as you can, increased flow would equal increased horsepower. Well, on the LNF, you port the crap out of it, you might pick up, I don't know, 10-20% on the flow bench. I don't know, not that much. But as soon as you get rid of that ski jump, power is gone. Totally gone. So we thought, hey, the LTG doesn't have a ski jump.
Yeah.
Maybe
I've heard comparable things about taking the D shape out of the bottom of a 3800 cylinder head.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we had
added a ski jump.
We added a ski jump. Noah, our engine builder, he fiberglass molded and tried to copy the ski jump as much as possible.
Noah ports all of our LNF heads, so he's familiar with the shape and design of what an LNF exhaust port looks like. And
it seemed very promising because from a tumble perspective, the air fuel mixture, there's got to be huge gains from the ski jump head and the LNF, because the LNF flows, I forget the percentage off the top of my head. The percentage, is it 10 or 15%?
10 or 15 sounds right, but it lower is less.
It's far less, but the fuel mixing on an LNF is vastly superior to an LTG.
The way it combusts is great.
It's funny.
Perfect.
So we're like, okay, great. This is a logical next step. So we get Noah to fiberglass mold the ski jump head, install it. And once again, no difference.
No,
at all.
Not even no difference. Like, nothing.
No difference.
Same exact boost, same exact timing, same exact place it would not.
Yeah, and we have Matt running the dyno, and we have it set up so we know when it's going to knock. We know when what timing we have. You know, we're logging everything, and it is so strange.
30%.
30%. There we go.
Yeah.
And no difference.
No.
No, and it's, these are fairly involved things to change. Like, you're not just talking, and, but
and it has to be an AB. So it's, all right, put the car on the dyno. Okay, take the car off. All right, take the head off. Put this new one on. Go back on the dyno. And you guys are over there making hits. And then we walk by and we're like, hey, guys, how's it going? And,
no difference.
No difference.
And on the topic of tuning, we have tried all the tuning changes.
Oh, yes.
We have tried, obviously, lots of different fuel, well, several different fuels in there. And, you know, Matt and Tim have spent extensive time.
I mean, years at this point. And, and even, you know, just from, like, Ryan and I, you know, he's got the ATS, I've got the Camaro. We drive them in the summer. Tim's tuning ability in the last few years, as with everybody, has just come leaps and bounds. So it's not a tuning deficiency by any means. And these guys, Matt and Tim, are putting in so much time. They're learning new tricks, you know, getting better with drivability. And a tune, actually, what we've seen is helps the LTG quite a bit. Because from the factory, as with everything now,
Lugs it around.
Super
low RPM.
It's all gas mileage related. So you're 45 on 28th Street, and if you got an 8-speed trans, it is in 8th. Just 1,500 RPM, just like... So a tune can definitely help.
There's some really good ones.
There's some good ones in there. Trevor...
Cap slow. He was meant for this.
He was. He was. Trevor Detling, no, you shouldn't have an IET sensor circuit high. I think the IET is in the MAF on the LTG, so check your wiring there. Right. Yeah, you know, Speedo Jameson's not wrong. His Malibu is, in fact, the epitome of a sleeper. All right, Alex, proceed. What do we have next?
So the next thing we decided to monitor, we're like, okay, what if this... what if the exhaust pressure is insanely high in this thing? So it's got a twin scroll manifold. So we drilled and tapped and put in a couple of MPT fittings. And on our dyno, we can measure back pressure. Did that typical. I mean, you're seeing, you know, as you're on the hit, you've got maybe 3-4 pounds more back pressure. And by the end of the pull, you're at a 2-to-1, which is not ideal, but that we see that on
lots
of vehicles.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
It's pretty typical.
You know, you got to keep the spool for the stock turbo for people driving around, but in comparison to the 1.4, that's where we got this idea. Was the stock turbo is in excess of 3-to-1 on the back pressure ratio. So you've got, you know, say you're spinning the stock turbo to 20 psi, you have 60 psi of pressure in the exhaust tract, and not only that, but that's working against your injector. Like, you know, it's not good. So we did that. It's not an uncommon number, but
not enough to be at the point where we're like, this is causing the issue.
Yeah.
Also, we've had, you know, there are a few people out there, and we've had a customer or two here running different exhaust manifolds, and it hasn't seemed to alleviate the issue.
No, so, and in fact, it makes power worse.
Yeah, real worse.
And we tried that too. So we wondered, it's a twin scroll manifold. What happens if you take the scroll out? Surely it's not that significant. Surely the GM engineers don't know what they're doing.
Yeah,
they haven't got spool and drivability in mind.
They definitely didn't spend.
So I took an inch out of the divider in the manifold. 1 inch. It drops spool by 800 RPM.
That's
on a stock turbo.
That's pretty surprising.
Matt did the next pull, Matt did it, and I'm like,
where is it?
Have you changed the load settings on the dyno? What's going on? It was like, bah. And you're like, this is ridiculous.
The first time we installed a certain aftermarket manifold for a customer here, we pulled out on 28th Street, and a couple of us thought the car was broken in other ways. It took us a while to determine.
It lost like 40 foot-pounds across most of their mid-range.
You can, if without that twin scroll manifold, you can literally pull out and get caught in traffic pretty easily with a big turbo.
Yeah.
And, like, it's dangerous.
Now, did the, did pulling that scroll out of it help power at all?
So, what we found with all of this testing, no matter what we did and how it affected idle or spool, the power and torque was always exactly the same. It made bang on peak power and torque, dang, regardless of what mods we did.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of wild.
It kind of wild. Yeah. So, talking of fueling, we went along the lines of atomization and how is the air fuel mix. There is an angle difference between the LTG injector and the LNF injector.
Yep.
So we have a auxiliary fueling kit, as you guys know, it's up for sale on our website.
Well, we've also played with injector spacing too, how far it is in, mm-hmm, in the combustion chamber.
Correct. Yep. And with the auxiliary fueling, we thought, well, hey, it's just after the throttle body. It's got all the intake tracked. It's got the loop-de-loop and, yep, on the way in. So maybe this will really help atomize the air fuel. So we, so Matt reduced the amount of, on the DI injector, and we basically maxed out the AUX injection, yeah, to
offset,
see if we
get,
offset it, to see if all that additional length, that the air and the fuel get a chance to mix together. Absolutely no difference. Didn't change the knock characteristics, didn't change the peak power.
Which that...
That's a crazy one.
That, yeah, that is probably
the
biggest
one. We port injected an LTG and it runs comparable.
Yeah, and poor Matt, he's got to tune this in every time.
Every time,
he's,
yeah,
he's like, so how am I going to do this? You know, it's a lot of work to do all these changes.
Yeah, and that's a long way for the fuel to mix. And it, like,
we were pretty hopeful about that.
Yeah,
but
it's crazy how drastically we've gone in directions and how consistent, for the most part, things stay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. I mean, man, could you imagine just changing some of these things like we do on an LSJ? And there's no way it would.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And you know, Ryan, we were just looking over our LTG catalog earlier, and obviously new cars are a lot nicer than cars were 20, 30 years ago. So it is more difficult to find shortcomings in GM's, you know, way that they build cars now to make mods, which kind of stinks for these new cars, mm-hmm, but yeah, they're nice. So,
yeah,
you know,
Zumoy is so proud of the smorgasbord that GM left him with the 3800,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
improve upon.
So many things. And then you get into the LTG platforms in general, and you're like, it's already got nice brakes. It's it. The Alpha chassis is amazing. Like, what do we do? So, you know, changing the fueling characteristics that drastically, and then it coming out on the other side, and we're just like, nothing? Nothing?
All right, Mike wins. Mike has officially gotten it. So, holy frick. Oh, Mike. Mike wins. I couldn't handle it. I'm going to fight 90% of the chat right now. Dude, you literally got me. I was trying to hold out for 4:30. I couldn't even make it. Holy crap.
I do like how well all these guys in here know you, though.
Dude,
I know, yeah.
By the way, shout out to all you guys, because I am proud of all of you. You all know how to trigger the heck out of me, and that's amazing.
They went right for
the
heart.
They
every
went.
Dive.
Freaking
bam,
Trevor
bam,
Deli
bam.
Says, around talking, miss, I like the LSJ. The LSJ is better. I'm like, oh
it is.
That one almost got me. That one almost got me.
I'm sorry. What can you rev to?
Oh, listen. I don't need that. I don't need that with my power band. Eat your power band alive. Guess what? Hey, how about you 500 horsepower LSJ versus 500 horsepower LNF? Guess what's going to win? Not your LSJ, homeboy.
Oh, it'll be my LSJ.
No, it won't.
Guess which one will take a corner.
Yeah. Oh, your LSJ over versus my car? Oh, you're going to die. You're going to die.
Anyway.
I'm here for the LTG chat. Ryan's in the chat. Now I got to drink. I'm going to be drunk when I go home. So.
Good thing he can walk home.
Good thing I can
walk home. 1 mile that way.
That's right.
Alright, so what are we yeah, trying next?
Okay, what are we trying next? So the LTG pistons have a pocket, mm-hmm, in them.
Cute little teardrop.
Cute little teardrop. So we're like, okay, so what if we mow these pistons flat?
Yeah.
And flat top LTG.
Flat top LTG.
What is crazy, though, we did back in the day try that on the LNF as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was something that we did try too. It was mixed gains.
Yeah.
mix. Yeah, yeah. I use gains
negative gains kind of thing.
And
part of that idea came from the newer LT engines, the LT1 and the LT4, in the V8 community. From what we hear and why GM designed it like that is that bowl is typically only used for cold starts and emissions.
Yep.
So the LT dudes deck that down, and then they're able to either run a higher compression, you know, a different deck height, whatever it may be. So we brought that idea to the LTG and
made no difference. Made no difference. You're going to see a trend with this.
We're going to see a trend.
So GM put in a lot of money into this engine, and they perfected. It flows.
So I kind of want to
air pump wise, it doesn't matter what you want it in. Yeah. Change.
So Alex, I don't know if you have it on your list at all, but something that I get a lot of questions about in customer service too is like we had at one point a prototype intake manifold.
Yes.
This goes to show you guys again, like Tyler and Alex and everyone was just saying, GM did put a lot of time in it, so we made a kind of a short runner plenum style LTG intake manifold.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And it was beautiful.
I wish we could sell it.
Yeah. But it made zero more power but lost in the mid range. Like basically, so the power band went like this, and the LTG intake manifold power band went like this.
Yeah.
It was the same, but it made the same peak power, but it made less in the mid range.
It's the same with the exhaust manifold. You pick up peak power. Or it's comparable peak power, and you lose everything below it.
Yeah, so therefore, that's not a good mod.
No,
we have yet to see, at least on the LTG.
It is interesting, because Chris Boltman and I were just talking earlier last week when we were doing the Gen 2 Cruise swap. We were putting an engine in our new manual Gen 2 Cruise. Uses a short, stubby LNF-looking intake.
It's a plastic LNF intake. Just flipped upside down.
Super short, stubby. Like, all these previous generations, and then some after the LTG, have short, stubby little intakes, but the LTG has this super long,
big, snaily boy.
For those of you who don't know, if you look at an LTG intake manifold, the throttle body is in the front, and it goes like this, and it looks short on the outside, but if you take it off, it's not. It goes down, long, up, and back over to the actual ports on the exhaust.
And that's why we were so hopeful auxiliary fuel in test, because this has got the fuel and air have got all this time to mix. Yeah. They're looping round. It's got the long runner length. It's got to make a difference.
Yeah, but as Alex has shown, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And not to diverge too much, but it is interesting, like with the LE2 and the Gen 2 1.4. You know, once again, GM, it'd be interesting as we continue to turn that car up, but the injectors are right next to spark plugs on the top.
It's like a diesel. It's our only platform that has them right there, if memory serves, right?
Only one.
The only one.
And it's got the different intake, and it's to one port on the exhaust side. So
It's got the header fold style.
It's got the header fold style.
Which is pretty convenient, man.
Yeah, right.
Oh, dude. Makes Alex's job a dream when
all those 4-in-1 got built. It's pretty dreamy.
Turbo kit.
4 bolts.
There we go. Easy mode. But, you know, something that I know we talked about, and you guys kind of dipped on it earlier, and I'm glad I got to talk now. Because Mike broke
I've never
me.
Heard
Mike,
you quiet for this time.
I know. It's difficult. I am a talker. But I was actually, you know, a lot of us around here, I know me and Tyler, where we were very, very set on, you know, aftermarket manifold and big turbo would fix it, because we have actually seen stock engine cars make over 400.
Yeah.
My car made over 400 wheel for 2 years on an aftermarket manifold that we had made at the time with a 7163. It made that for over 2 years, and we weren't as good at tuning as the cars that we are now. And I was like, maybe a manifold, or not a stock style manifold, but an actual aftermarket manifold change would do it. Mm-hmm. I still don't think we fully concluded on that. Like, I would still love to test stock turbo
and part of
on that. You
what
know,
we're doing as we're progressing with the LTG, like we did the Ecotex, is you know, next step is going to be that big turbo kit.
Yes.
Right now, Z series and the EFRs, phenomenal turbos, but some dudes want that 500 mark, and
a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're developing a manifold, and we'll be able to test that. But you know, like Alex was saying, part of that whole thing is the back pressure.
Yeah.
You know, you think, okay, if you guys haven't seen the LTG exhaust manifold, on its side is all of this long.
Yeah, it's like this wide at the most.
Middle two runners are maybe 4 inches.
The whole from flange to flange is like 5 inches.
Yeah,
it's so short. But it may even be slightly less.
It comes
than that.
In and goes way down, way up.
Yeah,
and so it's actually physically larger than it appears to be, but like physically it doesn't look that big.
And we call no GM engineers. It works.
It works.
It works.
Like it, if you have it's a stock working. Turbo, it freaking works, man.
But yeah, there's no and like a Cataboy said, the LTG, and this is no gripe against it. This is just our findings, but it's a great engine.
I mean,
stock turbo, my Camaro made like 330, 340 wheel on, oh, I'm sorry, that was on our big wheel.
Yeah.
But so low 300s is not.
That's nothing to shake a stick at.
No, that's a lot of power and a lot of torque.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we'd be proud of. I'd be proud to say our a 3800 makes on a turbo swap kit.
So guys,
and it's got double the displacement.
Uh huh.
I want to bring a good point that somebody like I'm a kind of guy like I look at the whole performance market as a whole and bring it into focus for us. We are spoiled by cars like the LNF, like the 3800 and stuff that you can go on stock engine for a long time, an absorbably long time. That is not normal.
No.
If you think about, so I go to like to things like, I get in, you know, I'll apply and get in things like Wegfest, Tuner Evo and stuff like that. And guys are like, yeah, my engine can make 280 and then I have to build the engine. Mm-hmm. That's not uncommon for like a VQ engine or a SR20 or the SRT4. Like all these other engines, this is normal to them to build an engine at 300, 350 horsepower.
For a four-cylinder?
Yeah, that's normal.
Totally normal.
You hit it on the nail on the head. We've been spoiled, and we're just trying to whip this LTG into shape to be like all of its bigger brothers.
Paul,
do the thing.
Paul, the LTG stock turbo is a TD04 Mitsubishi turbo.
Yep.
So,
and Dan North, it does not share the same bell pattern.
No different.
The F40 that came in some of the front-wheel drive Regals is actually
different.
I think it's the same as the old V6 bell housing. Yeah, but anyway.
It's a little different. But yeah, so I want to just put that out there for everyone. I know like the LTG does get a bad rap, but...
And we're trying to change that.
Yeah, and we are definitely trying to change that. And the main issue with it is that we're spoiled by cars like the LNF and LSJ. The LNF and LSJ have made over 500 wheel on a stock block.
Yeah.
Versus the LTG has not.
And that,
but... That's not absurd. Uncommon. Yeah, that is. It's like, guys, I don't think you guys understand. Like, what I like to do, like, what I want all of you to do as well, take a look outside of the ZZP platform cars.
Yeah.
If you go to a meet, if you go to a thing, if you tell, I tell people that I'm making 600 plus on the Snowball, and they will say, oh, what PCM are you on? I'm like, oh, stock. They're like,
yeah. Yeah. The lengths that we've taken these vehicles on stock PCMs. Cast blocks, like you're going into other markets, and everyone's always like, "Oh, Honda, you know, B series, K series, blah blah." 600, you're looking.
You might be
buying a billet block. You got to put sleeves in your own, like
standalone PCM, custom. Yeah. Like we're doing all this on stock PCM,
and we're just because HP tuners, 2 credits.
Yeah.
But it's $100.
Yeah. But it's $100.
People are paying thousands. Tyler Spain.
You can't just flash me a 500 horsepower tune.
Yeah.
Guys, Tyler Spain, that was up here. He told you guys weeks ago he's doing cob tunes. To get that power, he has to pay like $200-$300 every time he wants a
every
tune.
Every time.
We have two HP tuners and 2 crests, and we'll update you for $60.
Or I might not.
Or am I not?
I might not even do it. You.
Yeah. Some people like
Tim,
sometimes.
Tim, Tyler, and myself.
Yeah.
Guilty of that.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, oh, here you go. But guys, so I want to kind of take the heat off the LTG. You know, of course, it does have a bad reputation for blowing up stock, and which they kind of do. And that's not
on your stock comment, it's not just the guys who are modding them.
Yeah.
I mean, this is everywhere
it's a combination where the car falls to. You know, I think a lot of owners don't know they got to run a very premium fuel.
Yeah. And the dude at the dealership will say, oh, yeah, you can run
it. Yeah, because they just don't know. We got Tyler, we got your Camaro, and they put a full tank of 87 Nitank in it. We're like, get this out of here. It was knocking. It had like 5 degrees of knock stock when they gave it to us.
And then, you know, it's a lot. It's a good price point where, you know, maybe it's your first car, maybe it's your first car after college. You pick it up, you drive it home from the dealer with that 87 in it.
Yep.
It's a Cadillac, 4-door Cadillac with a turbo. You put three buddies in it. You go out and do a top speed run.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't you?
Because why wouldn't you? We're all guilty.
Come on, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then it breaks.
It breaks. Yeah.
Or so, you're just driving down the road and it breaks.
Yeah.
Like,
I had a valve spring break on my car randomly. Just randomly. Just a stock valve spring. Just randomly break.
I wanted to grab Frank the Tank asked, what's the max ethanol blend on a stock fuel system? Stock turbo
E47.
Half and half, 93, E85.
Yep.
You can, with our fuel pump lobe, which I was going to bring up here, but I went with the downpipe. Just our fuel plump lobe.
Plump?
The plump lobe.
Fuel pump lobe.
A little more plump than the stock lobe.
Fair.
But you can run full E on a stock turbo and then pass that. Or if you don't want to get into the engine, buy our $600 aux kit.
That's
It's really not a bad option. Tim's been begging for a customer to try it, you know, because we're always pushing these fuel cams because it is the proper fueling solution. But if somebody wanted to spend literally a comparable amount and way less labor.
Yeah.
And then unlock your FSCM for $47.50 or whatever the HP tuner credit is, that's a good route to go.
And if you're someone who really likes showing off the mod part that you got, you can't see the lobe, but you can see that.
And we're also, you know, spraying fuel through the intake, keeping the intake and the valves clean.
Yeah. He has stuff. Guys, so the Cataboy. By the way, man, we don't know your name outside of this. Like, we were looking up last week. Feel free, like, if you're a customer of ours, give us your name, man, so we can actually know.
And a Cataboy.
So, a Cataboy. Go ahead, Bo. Sorry. we both talked at the same time.
The piston rings were indeed too tight. GM actually had a recall for a colder spark plug. Yeah. So, I mean, the fact that General Motors had a recall for a colder spark plug for the 13, 14s, and 15s, and it really tells you that they clearly knew something was wrong, too. And that's all my boy Alex over here.
I'm going to say it now.
And the rest of the team is here to address.
Yeah, can you talk about
what GM did actually, you know, leave on the table for this engine?
Because we've run loose engines, tight engines. We've done it all.
Spaced out the spark plugs. You go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think at the end of the day, GM was really focused on making sure this was an emissions-friendly, high mile-per-gallon engine. Never intended it to make double the factory horsepower.
No, because why? And it never came in the performance.
Yeah. And so we're just kind of back-engineering what they did until we figure out what that breaking point is, literally and figuratively, so that we can improve upon that and then implement it into our mod catalog.
And something that you can go on the website, you got your ATS, before you put four dudes in it and go for a top speed run, you can buy that
drain
thing.
Keep the pistons in at 101.
So guys, too, and again, we kind of talk about, like, the LTG, I've been running my current engine with the ZSP pistons, our rods, everything in it. It's been like 4 or 5 years
what
now.
What is magical about wallpaper?
Dude, it's a manual car. It makes 511 plus wheel horsepower. I run various amounts of fueling. We're monitoring it. Right now I have full E in it, 77%. And I have been dailying that car in the summer and beating the snot. I am not nice to that car.
Yeah. Anyone who drives that car
is not nice to it.
On it.
Yes.
It is so fun.
It is so fun.
That manual is so good.
Like, there are times I wish, like, by the end of the summer, like, all right, I'm bored of driving manual. I wish it was an auto car, but it makes so much power. I beat it. I take my son to school in it every day. I drive everywhere with it. I drive Chicago. Like, if you guys are in Chicago, you may randomly see me driving around Chicago.
And on that same note, the Camaro, ZZP pistons. I mean, it is the definition of, you go on our website, buy everything for your...
It runs low 11s.
Low 11s.
Pull
and
the
not
seats
only
out,
that,
we're going to go 10s.
Easy.
Not only that,
easy,
but it's had half a dozen track days on it too.
Yeah.
Like, when I was stock turbo, the only reason I stopped tracking that car was, A, it has 275 tires on it, and it has gigantic brakes, and the brake pads, they're not Cobalt brake pads. They're $300 for a set instead of 60. So, you know, went to the Cobalt, but that thing was a monster.
Easy.
On Gingerman.
Dude, you ran low 140s on that thing. That thing
on
was...
On Federals.
On Federals. Like,
I mean, we build a ton of monster LTGs.
Yeah.
The all-wheel drive stuff, I mean...
Full killer.
Full bolt-ons, Z-Series turbo, works with the stage two cam.
That's an off the shelf. Tim, it was crazy. Tim was talking about it. He's like, I actually turned Tyler's car kind of down. And he tunes customers more aggressively than he tunes Tyler. So people are like, oh, Z3 doesn't tune their cars. They don't tune customer cars. They tune their cars. Yeah, whatever. Shut up.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, that's so dumb. Anyone says that's dumb, too. Yeah.
It is funny because we were laughing at the track when Tyler ran his 11.3.
He drove from my house. I said, Tyler, keep your car in my garage tonight. Drive from my house. He came over, parked his Saab. Came out there, drove it. It's like, hey, I ran 11.2. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it was funny because Tim goes, wow, I've tuned like a lot of customer cars that make this power, and we got like a lot of 11.7 yeah. LTGs running around yeah. out there.
That's
like,
fast.
These guys are just driving them to work, like turnkey, no big deal. Driving them to work with their.
They're just a tire away from running. They're
literally a tire. That's all you did. You changed the tire,
yeah.
and then you changed it back. Then you can't park it.
No, I didn't even. I drove him home on the slicks.
Yeah,
I
just drove him and parked in my garage. Yeah, a kind of boy. So I kind of want to address that too. Like, I don't think we've seen a lot of LTG diff leaks. I know it's kind of a problem on the forums, but I think people are just kind of abusing the cars. Well, my diff is never leaked.
They're pretty wet.
Yeah.
Oh, they're pretty wet? Okay.
Part of it is the drain gets clogged. So
the vent
gets clogged.
Yeah, the vent gets clogged.
And then. Pushes it out.
Yeah, and then it pushes out the seals and all that. So what a lot of guys do is, if your diff has not failed yet, is clean that vent out, and then you can run a breather to the atmosphere. Yeah, you might get some residue, but...
You could also just extend the silicone line up to your fucking...
Here we are.
Your taillight, you know, that's an old Jeep trick.
Yeah.
You just take your vent line, and instead of dumping it like right next to the dirt, you just run it up and quiet taillight.
Matt Canatelli.
Yep.
What else we got, Alex? Space the plugs out.
Yeah.
Space the plug. Yeah. So the shrouding on the LNF head around the spot plug is different.
Greatest engine ever made.
I liked it better when you were quiet.
I know. I bet you did.
We're able to get.
I like it better when I'm quiet.
We're rolling.
I like it better. Mike messed it up.
We changed we put some spaces in to try and mimic the spacing, the shrouding and the spacing on the LNF. Once again, made no difference.
So this is a collection of everyone in R&D. You know, we have our weekly meeting, but then also Zoom has taken a particular interest into the LTG
label,
which is really cool.
It's really cool.
But I walked into, you know, I was going to the bathroom one day, and Zoom in Noah's engine room had an LNF head and an LTG head next to each other, and he's just staring at it. just looking at it, because sometimes that's all you can do.
Would you just look at it?
And he's like, the spark plug is 10 thou higher. And that is the
differences we're looking for.
And so he's like, all right, throw some spacers in the spark plug and see if it makes any difference. And thankfully that one was pretty easy for the dyno.
Akata boy, yes. By the way, you asked last week. I literally drive my LTG every day in the summer. I don't drive in the winter because I only drive my S-Box in the winter. But every day I take my son to school in it, and it's driving at 500 wheel horsepower, gapping BMWs and doing all the other stuff every day. I beat the snot out of that car.
Yeah, but I might have won more races than you in it. So,
are you sure about that? Guys, we have not raced the Camaro. One race. I'm kind of shook about that.
You know, I've raced the ATS wallpaper once.
Yes. You have,
Alex,
yeah.
So Alex
took it to the track when I couldn't make it there.
Well,
yeah,
Alex and I have raced wallpaper in the Camaro before.
Was that before?
Many times.
Was that before his new setup or not?
That was before Tyler was on his E57.
Yeah, because that was probably stock turbo, so of course.
It got pretty hot.
Yeah.
Wallpaper did walk it pretty hard on the big one.
Wallpaper. Hey, yo.
Wallpaper's
anymore,
it.
Though, I don't think you got him.
That's it. I think it's going to be a good race, but Tyler's Camaro is fast, y'all.
It's fast.
And Tyler knows how to drive it. He knows the gear. Like,
it's got a torque converter, and they do just that.
Yeah.
They do just
that. It converts that torque.
Guys, I love driving manual, but like, it's fun for us, but like, dude, like the new transmission, sorry, bro, they're not like 4T65. They ain't no 4-speed slush boxes. The new transmissions.
Dude, it's...
Yeah, and all you do is brap, and you're in... Yeah,
you're in the right gear. You hold both, and you're like, oh, man, these new transmissions, like, I think it would be a good. We should get that on video one day. Like, that would be a good race because everyone knows I can share my
car takeover. Livery cars.
But I think the Camaro's a little lighter. 3,400 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Camaro, my car's, no, your car's like 33, 32?
34 with me in it.
Would okay. Would your car track?
Uno Memento, por
favor. You don't know?
No.
I got, so when I got we had so many wallpaper,
cars. Dude, he got, this guy got so many cars.
When Alex had wallpaper.
120 at, on the dot.
Ooh.
Ooh.
When Alex.
That's a wallpaper trap.
No, yeah. Wallpaper was trapping 124, I thought.
That's in a roll.
It's about the same.
You should know that.
You'll pick up a little bit. It's like maybe 1 to 2 mile an hour. It's close, because Tyler, you gonna be that HP gonna be shifted, but you know Ryan Dare gonna give you.
I know you're gonna be shifted.
Ryan Dare gonna give you no list, boy.
So when it's through freaking six gears.
So it was funny. So yesterday, this guy in the Accord would kind of take me off the light. Just some random old guy. And I had no chest control off, and I no lifted that. I was like, I did a first 1-2 no lift. Like, blah, blah. I was like, oh, you didn't spin it off. Kind of right now, girl, feeling real good. But yeah, that was
There was one thing I discovered about the ATS, which was bad at the streetcar takeover. If you lower the tire pressure,
don't do that.
Not on the street tires.
No.
No,
it then won't let you turn traction control off.
Nope.
So I went through the lanes. I'm in the staging lanes. I'm like, why?
And it won't go.
Turn off. Yeah, that was an embarrassing run.
You lowered the tire pressure. It won't let you turn TCS off.
Well, also he had the 19s on it at that point. That was before I got the 18s on the car too. So
it wouldn't let you.
It wouldn't let you do it. Akata boy, I don't know.
7 PSI, it won't let you switch off.
Akata boy, my 0-60. I don't know, and I don't care.
0-60 is so antiquated.
Yeah, like it's not a good metric, especially for what you build, guys. So this goes kind of back to our last week, mm-hmm. or 2 weeks ago, last week, whichever.
Yeah, last week.
Performance perfection. I'm not making wallpaper to be a 0-60 car. I don't care about Wizard 60.
It's like, not a small tire car.
Like, yeah, like you know, that stuff doesn't. That literally doesn't matter to me. Like, it's a car that's good to go on the street. Like, someone rolls up, we're rolling down the highway, some BMW 3 Series with some work done comes up on me.
Uh-huh. Why you keep on picking BMW?
No, the only reason is because I literally raced one. We raced to, like, I'm in the top of fourth. Like last week, I was cruising around feeling good in ATS, and this dude had his little burble tune on, came up. He got the gap. He got the... Ryan Derrick gave him the shift.
Fiesta ST got the gap by the Saab last night.
Heck yeah, yeah, my guy.
Not that that's on topic, but...
is it faster than the LG 9 Camaro 9? No, brother. My car is...
That makes 600.
Yeah, my car is... It's a full street car. It's making like 100 less horsepower, and it's full weight.
It's got ATS-V seats. It's got a XTS-V cluster.
CTSV cluster, sorry.
Yeah.
But like I'm not trying to be the lightest, fast. Like, it is to show a customer, hey, here's what you can do with this car. Yeah. So here, something else that we do is Easy Performance that gives you a little bit of performance insight. We take cars in different positions. Like,
oh yeah.
We have
we always have two. Exactly. Of the hero cars.
Or three.
Or like, six.
Or six.
Or him is his
But like, Alex is working with our cars. Mike, he works in my car, Tyler's car, our drag car to show a race application. My car is meant to be our full street weight, street application, like street killer car. So is Tyler's. You know, we kind of have this overlap, but you know, Camaro guys and ATS guys a little bit different, but that's what we at ZP can afford to pass on to you guys. We like, I'm driving every day, and the data I get for any failures, that passes on to you guys.
Uh-huh.
That's how we perfect the performance in the LTG.
So you've got, you know, Matt's drag car. It is a drag car. It is purpose built. If you want to go out and buy a wrecked ATS or something and put a cage in it and go run, heck, nines, obviously, is achievable. You can do that.
Yep.
But most people are going to be on our end of the spectrum.
Correct.
So we have that A-B between, okay, you know, Matt's ATS ran a 10-0. Like, O on a Z57. My Camaro, full weight, drove to the track, ran an 11-2. Yeah, it's a second difference, but an 11-2 is a properly fast car.
That is, you guys, I want to cut on that just for a minute. Please do not pay attention to all like the internet people. Oh, if you don't make 1,000 horsepower, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
guys, that's stupid. Like an 11-second Camaro, four cylinder Camaro, you're not losing a much on the street.
No,
you're like even the V8 cars, like a bolt-on cam V8 car runs slower.
So.
Than that.
Yeah. When we were at the situation track with a V6 Charger the other day, Ryan.
What's that? Listen, that was a cruise.
So when we were at the track, my Camaro's running low 11s. I'm in line. I'm going up to stage, and right in front of me was a ZL1 6th Gen Camaro.
Mm-hmm. LT. So, Vic V8 6.2 blower version of your car.
Yeah.
Yep.
Runs a 12.6.
And you on a 4-cylinder turbo, less than a third of the displacement, ran 11.2.
Those cars, with a good driver do run an 11.7.
They do. Yeah.
But you're still a half second faster.
Yeah, and it's
crazy.
It's like our thing here is we take this little stupid 4-cylinder Camaro, and you make it as fast as a V8.
Full bolt-ons and a set of forged pistons and rods, and you're running faster than
the V8.
Heck
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And you probably have less invested at the end of the day. You know, back in the day when Steve Hickman had his V8 Camaro, I happened to drive both home in the same week, Tyler's and Steve's, and I come back and said, man, Steve, Tyler's Camaro's going to walk all over you.
No way.
That's true.
V8. And then, you know, we've had Steve's car at the track. It's never been an 11.2.
It's never been 11. It's been 12. 12 seconds lower.
And on that was cam, headers, torque converter.
Yeah, that thing's shaking when you're at the stop line.
Yeah, you don't get
all
the V8
good.
Noises.
That's all it did good.
But the engine still had to be out to do all that.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can
pick
save,
your poison.
Yeah, pick your poison.
Yeah. So, Alice, I do apologize. We kind of went on a tangent.
No worries.
What else you got for us today? Because you're one of our lead guys and kind of developing the project and getting it all out to the people out there. So, like, what else have we tried on this car?
Okay, what else have we tried? Well, we've tried a couple of things that have made a difference. Hey. And and this is not me. This is Matt, our engineer, Matt. Low ash oil.
Yep.
That was a huge difference.
Well, we've been doing that since, a couple years.
That's been a long time. Four or five years. A recent thing, but highly recommend from us. All our builds have that. So,
Mobile One ESP is one of the greatest.
Mobile One ESP. It's...
Yeah,
the Mobile One's obviously good oil across the board. I don't think anybody could ever complain about putting Mobile One in your engine. And it's specialized for direct injection engines with low speed pre-ignition.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to get to is, basically keeping anything out of that cylinder that doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
You know, if you're – so low speed pre-ignition.
LSPI.
Is basically detonation – at a point where you wouldn't typically expect it.
Yeah. Low speed.
Low speed, high load, what these engines do, or what the PCM...
Cylinder pressures go through the roof. You're just cruising through town. You might break a ring land at 3,200 RPM.
Yeah.
Not less
common.
Than, yeah.
So that is, by far, get a nice set of plugs. So one step colder plugs.
Denso ITV 24s.
Yep.
Gapped up
and that low ash oil, and that is your first step, as well as 93 octane.
Yeah, premium fuel, Mobile One ESP. I don't know if you'd have a hard time hurting an LTG with all those things in your back pocket.
Yeah,
and that ain't a little bit of a responsible foot. Yeah,
yeah.
And guys, too, that is another thing too. It doesn't matter the premium fuel, Loaf and Jug, or your Corner Mart 93. Yeah. Probably ain't 93.
What else has worked, Alex?
What else has worked? Getting a tune.
Yeah, get in tune,
please. Yes, let's expound on that, Alice, because you know, some people who have big mouths on the internet and want a keyboard talk. Like, guys, we have, I think our highest miles customer right now was 80,000 miles on our tune on a stage one kit stock engine.
Yeah,
I think that's one of our highest. No, I think it's over 100,000 right now. That he has run this car, he has treated properly, not lugged in, no low speed pre-ignition stock engine.
I think that's, as it goes with any platform, you know, take care of your car, take those necessary steps, do the research. Everyone loves to talk crap on the internet, but Matt and Tim tune more LTGs in a month.
Anybody.
Than anyone out there tunes in an entire year.
Yes.
I mean, the amount of LTGs that are in the shop right now is more than, you know.
What do we have right now? How many LTGs? How many LTGs do we have being rebuilt here now? Right now.
On the premises?
Yes.
Customer or and ours?
No, just customers.
Probably five.
Five. Plus
that's
all of our.
Guys, we have six engine bays. That's almost all of our engine bays.
And like I said.
And they're not all blown up.
These dudes. tune these every day. Street, they're good cars. Driving them themselves.
Yeah. You mod it responsibly. It produces really good results.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm starting to see it a lot more through the install department. You know, I think some of these guys are coming around to the modding process. You know, I've never quoted more intercoolers. Mm-hmm. Like Tim will preach how important an intercooler is. We have an engine that is prone to detonation. What better than to lower your charge temps?
Dude, if I
could, E85.
If I could drop 60 to 80 degrees in IAT2s on an LSJ with one piece, that would be amazing.
Yeah. So intercoolers, lots of fuel cams, lots of flex kits. Like it's really cool to see. Obviously, we got your stage one. Everybody's got a stage one. Yeah. That lays your foundation for making horsepower with the LTG.
But also on that, don't mean to interrupt you. Get HP tuners.
Please.
And keep it.
keep it.
Most other tuners.
You know what?
This car will make you get HP tuners. They will not allow you to get HP tuners.
And when you sell the car, tell the customer. If you don't want it, tell the customer. Hey, it's in the glove box.
Yeah.
You ever have a problem? Contact ZZ Performance. Value use that added. Little box right there.
It'll... Plug it in the brain box.
Brain box. David Stevens, no, you don't need ESP for LNS, but you can use it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But guys, overall, man, guys, so as we talk about the LTG, and Alex has given you many, many amounts of things we've tried and worked, and guys.
And this is just recently.
This is the last year.
We
If we dug into the archives, there's been lots.
Guys, you guys don't realize how much we are putting into the investing in this market. Guys, Alex makes some of the, like, he has engineered and re-engineered some of our best exhaust pipe stuff. And, like, Alex ain't no low jack. Alex ain't no low jack. Guys, we have him spending hours on LTG stuff and trying stuff and everything. And this is how much we are putting into these cars.
Well, we'll have it unlocked, just like everything else. Yeah.
And when we do, it's going to be phenomenal when we do.
It's going to pay off for you guys. And you're going to be able to experience.
And I've said this for years. A LTG car, turbo, manual, rear-wheel drive, one of the best chassis that GM has ever made. This is the
answer.
Nissan Silvia of GM.
It is the answer to everything. It is an entry-level car.
And when we get there, when that key is unlocked, like... And especially when they go under $10,000.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
We're all buying them.
You know, we spent the whole podcast talking about what we've been trying to fix about the LTG, but talking a little bit about the cars they come in, man, they are comfortable, too.
Oh, my God.
They are a joy to sit your butt in and drive to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what?
That's my daily.
And it's funny because I was telling my brother, he's been looking for ATSs ever since he rode in one of our shop cars. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, go out. Get yourself that black ATS. Get the coupe. Get that beautiful interior.
Yeah.
Because you know what? When you pull up to your buddy's house, you pull up to work, you pull up to the bar, and they said, what'd you drive here tonight? I drove that black Cadillac. Everybody's going to know. Oh, I saw that black Cadillac on the way in.
When I'm driving around, you know how my looks and like, whoa, that's a cool cat. Like, it's a livery Cadillac on gold wheels with big red brakes.
I mean, I don't know if everybody needs gold wheels and a livery.
Everybody needs gold wheels and a livery.
Actually, everyone needs green wheels. So,
my man, guys, you get a lot of risk. Like, it's just cool. Like, to mod car. Again, guys, I have a 2014. That's what my car is. 2014. It's a 10-year-old car now.
I love the older base model ones. Yep. I do.
We had a manual LTG 6-speed car in here not too long ago. And man, that's just cool. If there's one thing I can change, like, I'm more of a manual, you know, coupe guy. Like, the coupes are... I love ATS coupes. Ooh. Love them coupes, boys.
Mirrors are better.
The older 13-14s are a lot lower in price than the premium package 17 pluses. And it's really nice because just like, you know, if you got a cruise, you know that if you don't buy the RS package, your aftermarket is fully supported.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And ATS is the same way.
Yep.
You get that base model. You can pick your fog light.
Yeah.
You can pick your lip. You can pick your grill. You can pick everything else. You know, you can really tweak with the whole car.
It is kind of one of the last moddy cars that you could, like, grab parts from other upper models. And
we got a guy here right now that I like. Usually, my car is top level modded, and he has a part that I don't have. He has a heated Alcantara steering wheel.
Ooh, yeah, that one.
TJ Malacat, if you're watching, brother, hope you're watching today, but I'm... Juicy.
He's probably tuned in. I told him.
I'm jelly at that. I'm like, I need to get that. Send me the link. Like, I'm about to go research it. Yeah. Like, that one, I did a full V interior, but I still have a leather steering wheel. It's a heated Alcantara, boy.
I'd say the V interior on yours, that's money, man. Yep. I also think, like, how many cars can you, where you can have a 500 horsepower rear wheel drive vehicle where you can take to the track? But you can take it to that fine restaurant on Friday night and lady in that, like, it does
everything.
All rounder, it does everything.
I install CarPlay.
You drive it in the winter as well.
Like, I install CarPlay on my car.
All-wheel drive is what I was going to say. It's huge.
Yeah.
How can you beat that? A Cadillac with all-wheel drive and a turbo?
A Stage 1 LTG.
But we want the V, but they never gave it to us.
Stage 1, our ZZP Stage 1 all-wheel drive LTG runs 12.7 from street tires at the track. That's gapping some stuff.
Yeah.
That's gapping
that's
stuff.
That's your stoplight to stop.
That's
light.
Your
stop. Going through some snow and getting you to work.
Yes, and having a lot of fun with things. Boys.
And we drive our all-wheel drive ATSs in the winter here. So they work.
Guys, we're out of time. How?
My watch is dead.
Mine ain't.
502.
502, boys.
All right, boys. What are we doing this weekend? Bo, start with you.
Well, I got one of my good customers, Monte Carlo, here from Tennessee.
Yeah.
We just did a bunch of good mods to it, and I'm going to shake it down and tune it this weekend. Shout out to Tom,
wait,
if you're watching.
Hold up.
A kind of boy is TJ?
What?
It's Tender Juicy?
Why is your name TJ? Brother, what are you doing?
Of course it's
TJ. Of course it is. What is up with that name, brother? Oh, my God. Yeah. Hey, man.
That's you, Tender.
Oh my God, we've been like, who is this guy? That everything makes sense.
It's hilarious because we've only asked him 10 times to say who it is.
Yeah, and we got to get him. He's gonna be up here, guys. He's gonna Kata Boy says TJ Malakad has his car here right now with this crazy weird rear end in it. It's cool. That car is cool.
It is cool. He's flying in next Friday.
He's flying next Friday. He has car here right now. His cars is one of the cars we have here, building him the business.
Yep. And it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Tyler spent multiple days in it for me and you and the team putting miles on it. Tyler, good car.
Good car.
Good car.
TJ, the only thing you got to talk about is that boost gauge, brother. We got to get that thing changed out. That's about the only thing that we're good.
It really makes me want a stock suspension ATS.
Dude, it drives not. Like, TJ, I took your car around. You know, we took it because we want to make sure everyone drives and make sure it's nice for you. I got in the car. I'm like, why is this thing so nice? And I drive one every day. I literally drive it.
How many nicknames he has. It's also known as
Taekwondo Boy or all right, guys, I'm too drunk for this.
One last before we get to the what are we doing? The guy who asked about the TCM. No, we do not have cores. If you go to HP Tuners, do they still have a core option, or maybe they took that away?
For what car?
We've sent
TCM.
HP Tuners doesn't anymore.
No. Yeah, they took them away because the serial numbers or the operating systems didn't match.
I'm really big fan of just removing it, sending it to HP Tuners.
Turnaround time is quick.
So, like, I was really impressed. The last one I sent in, we sent in on Monday. I got it back Wednesday.
Yeah.
So,
And it is... so
it's absolutely required.
If you have a 17 plus,
I wouldn't even say it's an option. It's required.
Yeah.
It's,
if you have a 17 plus, get the TCM unlocked.
Remove your TCM, send it in. If you need help with that, email customer service. We can walk you through that process. We can show you where it's at. Pretty easy to remove for the most part. And that'll essentially get you your TCM unlocked so that Tim and or Matt can access the transmission file, which is where I would say 75% of the gains are at.
So good.
Hey, you heard TJ right there. He said it. That's it.
Yeah.
He said it.
Make my boost gauge nice.
Ooh.
I like your boost gauge.
No.
It's old school, and Ryan's just not old school, bro.
TJ, I'm not. Does he have Air Force in that car?
No.
Get this man an Air Force.
Yeah, get him an Air Force.
Air Force. Get the man an Air Force. He'll
get
never be happy.
Get out of there and get him an Air Force.
TJ, shoot me an email. Let me know what kind of gauges. If we just add the vent pod with your pillar, we can see what we can do.
We don't need a vent pod.
He's
we
like,
just replace
how can
the
I
boost
retain
gauge.
This boost gauge
or,
in this car?
Or we could
it's plumbed through the firewall. It's not just like a...
that's...
You just stick a bolt in it and zip tie it.
Stop.
Stop.
these guys.
Guys, sorry. We're going
to not on your cigar attendee.
We got to end up. So, guys, this week, I have a taco date tonight.
Did you even finish?
No.
Get in there, guys.
Ryan's taco date, though. He's really
excited. I'm pumped about that. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm home. I'm going to stand for one. Oh, what you got?
Oh, I was just saying, driving home Monte Carlo. It's a Monte Carlo weekend. Tuning up a good customer Monte Carlo over the weekend. We did a,
intercooler.
Slew of parts. Intercooler, Gen 5 swap, North Star throttle body.
Nice.
He got an XP cam last year. So this is really kind of securing the full building. Shaking that down, tune it this weekend. And then we're doing full suspension on Monday. Struts, coilover. Struts. We went with the AGX setup because he's a little bit of an older guy, didn't want to lower the car at all, just wanted to increase ride quality. So we went AGX full adjustable struts, sway bars, control arms, trailing arms, the whole deal, alignment. It's going to leave here a completely new car.
Absolutely.
This car has 230,000 miles on it, and it drives like new.
Doesn't look it.
We did an engine build last year, and he's just throwing the parts at it this year. I told him, when you leave here, it's going to be a legit turnkey show car. You want to pop 100%. The hood and pull into any car show around. It's got the full dress-up kit. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful car.
Polished valve covers.
How many miles has he put on in this last
year? So, that's what I love about this. And, my 3800 boy is repping. we installed an engine literally about a year ago to the date. His car had 205,000 miles on it. And he's back here this year at 230. So,
drive your cars, boys.
Drive your nice cars, drive your show cars,
drive your race cars. Let's get it.
He drove it here. We were building it over 3 weeks. He's picking it up and going to a wedding in Chicago. So that'll be cool.
There we go.
That's what we do, guys. I couldn't be more pleased to tune it for him this weekend. And I hope it goes to a T as it should. Ryan Klein spent hours perfecting everything.
Into detail.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, we had a lot of hours in it yesterday, tightening up the little stuff. We threw the car together, not threw it together, but we threw it together in 3 days, and then we had a full day of just ironing out the annoying things. Yep. And Ryan was getting getting beat down. I'm like, dude, it's all right. This 8 hour day is gonna make it all worth it. This is the stuff people don't understand, that it takes the attention to detail on a 20-year-old vehicle. Exhaust leaks, vacuum leaks, this, that, and the other.
But ZZB is the one to do it for you.
Yeah, guys. We spent an extra 8 hours tightening up a bunch of leaks, and in theory, this car should get 25 plus miles a gallon. So, especially when you're driving 30,000 miles a year, that's important.
Yeah, that is important.
That don't add up on that thing, right there.
Sorry for the long rant. Taking that home, and I may have talked my brother into buying another Monte Carlo.
Woo!
So we're going to take the Monte Carlo to go look at a Monte Carlo. We're doing Monte Carlo things this weekend. Acting bad. Right. I'm not even a Monte Carlo guy, but I'm excited.
Acting bad.
Get your plate done.
I do love those 6th-gen Monte Carlos.
Yeah.
So good. Yep. Anyway, Ryan, tell us about your date.
So I'm going to have a taco date. We're making tacos.
White people taco night?
This is I bought the refried beans. I bought the Spanish rice. Like, I'm ready to go home and cook this thing. And she's bringing over margaritas.
Oh,
I'm ready. I even ate less at lunch because I'm trying to keep in my calories. I'm ready for tacos.
He's ready for tacos.
I'm ready for tacos. Other than that, not too much this weekend. I want to kind of clean up. I got some stuff to do here. I'm gonna come back Saturday, do some work Saturday. Right. A lot of errand stuff. Get stuff ready for the son. I took him for a ride in Snowball. He was like, don't tell the cops. But no babysitting that. But, man, he was.
He's definitely over 4'8".
Yeah. That kid is huge. But he really enjoyed it. So I'm trying to get stuff ready for him. And, it's – what is cool is having a son now, too. He is – he loves –
oh yeah,
riding and like that. My ATS has a babysitter in it because I take him to school every morning. He's like by proxy the popular kid at school because all the other boys at school are like, when dad's dropping him off in the ATS with stuff. The moms come up to me like, can my son take a picture in your group?
That's what you mean.
Yeah, right there. Go ahead, I'll get out. You can take a picture with it. Isaiah's like, hey guys, that's my race car. Zan takes credit for it all day, and I freaking love it.
That's cool.
It's my race car. But that's all I'm doing. After that, then just preparing for the weekend and, doing some good recoup time because y'all killed me in customer service, sweet. I am beat down. Tyler, what you got for us, big dog?
Well, as we heard at the beginning of the podcast, I am actually going for to a quinceañera for a chihuahua tonight. She's 15.
Wait, you were serious?
I was serious.
That was real?
That was real.
Mike, that's what I'm saying. Like, what do you mean?
If you didn't know, all of Tyler's stories are real. Come on.
Yeah, fair.
This chihuahua is 15 years old. Chloe, she is a saint. So we're going to go celebrate her
birthday. A chihuahua that's a saint?
Yes, surprisingly, because she can't really move anymore. But, you know, she just...
That's probably why she's...
That's probably really, why she's really slow. Yeah.
But she's great. Going to hang out with some friends tonight.
You better take a photo of yourself with that chihuahua.
Oh, I will.
You better.
Yes. So we're going to do that. Tomorrow, if the rain holds off, hopefully I can play some golf. And then we're going to a Queen tribute band.
What?
That's going to be good.
That'll be awesome.
Dude, I love rock out of the Queen tribute band.
I love you, Tom. That's the most white person weekend I've ever heard in my entire
this
life.
Is pure WPS.
Where's the Queen tribute band?
Holland.
My God, of course.
It's sold out, unfortunately.
He's going to get tickets.
Yeah, the Park Theater in Holland, so we're going out there
with
some friends.
You know what? I think they've been pushing that on GRD all weekend.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, so that'll be fun. And then Sunday, you know, just... lazing around.
Okay, I do want to kind of quickie before we get to you, Alex. Matt Meekoff said,
"I don't have much to say."
No, you got no say. We gonna talk. Matt says, "So one of our guys, our fabricators, Reed, drove around our purple sign." He said, "Oh, embarrassing purple sign, man. Purple, that color's legit."
Yeah,
I want to go get all the attention from the high school. I'm gonna drive wallpaper through there on Monday. Just like, hey, I'm just driving around, just fucking flexing on people real quick. Guys, enjoy the attention. It's cool.
Yep,
Alex. What are you doing this
weekend?
I've
got a pretty chill weekend this weekend. I just hanging out with the family. The car's filthy because we just got the asphalt done here.
Yeah, it's filthy.
I'll be washing the car and just, hanging at the crib.
Nice.
Nothing dude. Crazy.
So, guys,
fantastic.
If you tuned in to like 7 podcasts ago, I started working on the Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Finally finishing it this week.
The White Ghost.
White Ghost is going to roll on the streets this week, hopefully.
There we go. It's gonna be a good weekend, guys.
It's gonna be rainy, but it's gonna be warm.
Sometimes you can just chill. Guys, by the way, Alex, guys, FYI for the snowball, we put underglow on the snowball and we put a different color carpet in there. That thing is
spicy.
I can't wait till it's not raining. I'm driving that thing everywhere. I say, we going to school in a race car. And then Alex will get the keys. We going
proper race car.
We fine.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Thank you so much.
ZZP Power Hour number 162. We'll catch you next week for 163. No idea what we're talking about, as always.
What are we going to rap about?
Yeah, let us know what you want us to talk about. No one ever does, so.
We literally never know. We try to come up like on Tuesday.
We'll catch you next time. Peace.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Woo!